Radio St. Pete listeners, this is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, on this fine Saturday evening, AB sees someone else on the radio that I didn't realize was also on our radio. AB sees who?
Chris Netto, Concrete Peninsula, Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
And?
Susan Dixon.
I don't know.
The laugher. She's the laugher. And who else is here? Can you introduce? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, she's shy.
She's shy.
We got Odette and Bernie.
Odette and Bernie. And how old are Odette and Bernie?
Four years old and one and a half.
Four and one and a half. We got a whole family right here, right on my front steps. And what was this family doing here today? Why would you come to my house?
We are getting our... crying about how excited we are about our transit passes for PSTA.
Yay!
Yay!
We were just having a great session. They came to pick up their passes because it was just crazy today at Gateway Subs getting our passes. So they got the privilege of coming to my house. So tell us a little bit about your radio show, since obviously I didn't know about it.
Well, focus on weird, noisy punk music, and mostly local, but also music I like and music I make myself, and just focusing on DIY music mostly.
DIY music. When did you start doing DIY music?
Ooh, around 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, just making weirdo... making our own music. Susan and I play in a band together.
2010, Permanent Makeup.
Oh, wait. What? Yeah. Tell us about 2010.
We've had a band since 2010, Permanent Makeup. I play the drums in that one, and he does bass in that one. He's usually guitar, but for Permanent Makeup, he plays bass.
Yeah.
Permanent Makeup, and the other one was? That's a show, right? So Permanent Makeup's the band.
Yep. Concrete Peninsula's the show.
These names. Okay, tell me. Okay, now I want to know how you come up with the names.
Well, Concrete Peninsula, you know, I was thinking about a J.G. Ballard novel called The Concrete Island, and also thinking about living on a peninsula that is a lot of bulldozed in concrete space, and put those ideas together.
We need to talk J.G. Ballard sometime.
I'm always ready, yeah. Okay.
I have Crash on my bookshelf.
Ooh,
right now.
Very nice.
Okay, this is not. This is getting crazy for radio here.
Yeah, we did.
And how did the... makeup.
Permanent Makeup?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we were just... there's always the signs around for Permanent Makeup, and it was kind of mysterious, and the words were interesting together. I don't know. It's evocative.
It definitely is. It definitely is. Well, this whole day has been evocative, and I think before the kids go wild, we will close down the show. Thank you for listening to Radio St. Pete and ABC's You.